Fact check, Democrats try to smear J.D. Vance as anti-Semitic, anti-Israel. By Joel B. Polak on July 17, 2024. Claim, J.D. Vance backs anti-Semitic replacement theory, votes against Israel, and won't oppose anti-Semitism. Verdict, false. All of these are lies circulated by pro-Israel Democrats losing the battle within their own party. A group calling itself Democratic Majority for Israel, which is trying, and failing, to keep the Democratic Party pro-Israel, reacted to the nomination of Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., as former President Donald Trump's running mate by casting him as an anti-Semite who won't support Israel. Their propaganda is currently being shared on social media. A Trump-Vance ticket will be detrimental to America, harmful for democracy, and hurtful to our allies like Israel. pic.twitter.com/rick6mdjqdk. Democratic Majority for Israel. At DemMy for Israel, July 16, 2024. Each of their claims is false. Promoted the anti-Semitic Great Replacement theory that inspired the Tree of Life murderer. The idea that Democrats favor migration partly because they believe migrants will eventually vote Democratic once they become citizens is not an anti-Semitic theory, it's a reasonable conclusion. There is a crazed version of this theory that is, in fact, anti-Semitic, which holds that the Jews are in charge of this migration. That's clearly not what Vance believes. Voted against aid to Israel after 10/7 terrorist attacks. It's hard to overstate how disingenuous this is. Vance has in fact led Republican efforts in the Senate to provide aid to Israel. He has adamantly supported Israel against Hamas. He voted against one bill because it also contained aid to Ukraine, which some Republicans oppose for principled reasons. He pushed other bills to aid Israel, which Democrats opposed for their own reasons. Vance has made a careful distinction between Ukraine and Israel. And he went into the lion's den, so to speak, delivering a speech to an isolationist think tank arguing that the U.S. should support Israel. Refused to co-sponsor the bipartisan Countering Anti-Semitism Act. Similarly, the fact that a member of Congress opposes one particular bill, or may not support it as enthusiastically as others, does not mean that he or she opposes what that bill is trying to do. Democrats and Republicans have competing approaches to anti-Semitism. Many Democrats, including Jews, like Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, have opposed Republican bills on anti-Semitism that seek to define extreme anti-Israel speech as anti-Semitism. Notably, Vance introduced a Senate bill to force colleges to remove anti-Semitic encampments, which many Democrats oppose. In addition, many conservative Jews and pro-Israel voices expressed their delight Monday at Vance's selection. Mazel tov to Senator Vance won on your selection to serve as President Trump's running mate. Congratulations to the American people for having such a tremendous patriot running for vice president. pic.twitter.com/lf6xadak. Caroline Glick, at Caroline Glick, July 15, 2024. Trump VP J.D. Vance at the Kotel, Western Wall, 2 years ago, since 10/7, who stood by Israel. pic.twitter.com/is1srxn6pz. Raylan Givens, at Jewish Warrior 13, July 15, 2024. It is one thing to criticize Vance's approach to Israel and to anti-Semitism on policy grounds, for whatever reason. It is quite another to pretend that he is anti-Semitic and anti-Israel when the record quite clearly indicates otherwise. The fact that Democrats have to stoop to gross distortions and outright lies to cast Vance in a way designed to frighten Jewish voters away from voting Republican suggests they are rather desperate and have little material to work with. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.